You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
India T News for the week ending March 22, 2024. The Northeastern Tea Association held a biennial general meeting in Golaghat, Assam on 13th March. Kamal Jalan, chairman of the association, spoke on the challenges facing the Assam tea industry and also the way forward. The association spoke against the latest government order for 100% of tea dust to be sold via the auction system, calling it detrimental for the survival of the industry. We also raised the issue of food safety compliance and have asked for greater awareness amongst malty growers, increased testing and facilities to test at forest factories, and a roadmap towards achieving 100% compliance with food safety standards. The association also raised the issue of stopping tea production in winter, which is now a practice in North India, and have said they are not in favor of reducing production, but rather would like a focus on a generic promotion of tea in the domestic market with the aim for per capita consumption of 1 kilo. Safety is in focus through 2024 from the looks of it. Indian tea is seeing a renewed and determined march towards food safety after coming under constant flak. 2024 opened with the Food Safety Standards Association of India calling for more compliance and partnering with the tea board to see how this can be affected. And now we're seeing it in action in the Nilgiris last week. The FSSAI led a training on safe and hygienic tea production practices for small tea growers. And in North Bengal, the domestic certification body trustee partnered with the Association of Small Tea Growers for training on pest control and soil health management and pesticide use for small tea growers. And India is now set to send delegates to Iran. Iran was once a big buyer of Indian tea, but has ceased to import the same volumes as before. The Mint reported that tea shipments to Iran have dropped from 54.45 million kilos in 2019 to 5.16 million kilos in 2023. With Iran still being considered an important export market, a trade delegation is being planned to dialogue with Iranian authorities. But shipping disruptions and payment challenges aside, Iran had an internal crisis in November last year when tea importer Debj Tea Company was embroiled in a $3.4 billion embezzlement scandal. Besides Iran, India's tea exports to the UAE have also dropped by 25% from 2022 to 2023.
Produced by Audavita Studios. Connect your voice to the world.